He was a gun for hire in the dead of the night, putting traitors down before they beg for their life. But this time the traitor knelt with a heart laid bare, not a lie on his lips, just a broken prayer. And somehow that confession cut deeper than the flame, so Hutch let him vanish without a trace, without a name. A year old by the traitor changed his way, built a loving little home where the light could stay. Everything that Hutch had lost, everything he dreamed, so he laid his old life down, stepped out of the fire, traded bloodstained nights for a clock and a wire.
But the quiet cut deeper than the violence before. He was breathing like a man who forgot he was alive. Life kept grinding, hit him down till his spirit went numb. Then fate kicked in his front door and the reckoning came.
Two thieves broken underneath the cover of night. Before he reached the phone, they already had him in sight. He didn't even flinch, just said the cash is in a bowl. But they laughed at what they found and took the watch he stole. In that split second flash on a wrist in the light, a tattoo burned a clue in the middle of the fight. Then his son leapt from behind and tackled one deep down. And Hutch grabbed up a club, rage rising like a sound. But right before it fell, he suddenly froze. Saw the gun and no bullets saw through the poles. He told his son to let go, but the thief swung his fist. And Hutch watched the two low lights leaving mocking bliss. After that, the whole block turned his name to a joke. Even family came around just to laugh while they spoke. His brother-in-law swaggered in all pride and cheap advice, teaching him how to be a man cold as ice. Hutch wore a face so still it could almost pass for peace, but inside his anger coiled like a beast without release. Then his daughter said the bracelet from the bowl was gone, and suddenly his very wrath had a reason to
haunt. I slammed the door behind him and followed the sign, tracked a tattoo through the city by instinct and by spine. At a tattoo shop, the owner tried to stand his ground, till Hutch laid cash out slow and said, come take it now.
A drifter in the corner saw the mark upon his skin, the symbol of a top your hand of death dressed in. He stood up in a second, turned around and locked the door, and the boss man lost his courage like he seen his tale before. So the address came quickly and Hutch slipped inside, beat the mail thief down hard and took his gold in stride. He got the watch back easy, but the bracelet wasn't there, and fury burned hotter in the poison there. Then a baby started crying from another room nearby, a fever in his body and a mother's hollow eyes. They had stolen just to heal it, just to keep it alive, and Hutch stood in the silence where his demons both collide.
Once I was murder humming, rising up for blood. Once I was mercy trembling in the middle of the flood. If rage can strike the helpless, it turns against its host. So we beat it through the wall like a man possessed by ghost fists. Step to fist, he drove his violence into stone, trying to kill the dark.
Drunken punks came stumbling through the aisle. Their laughter full of poison, their breath crude and vile. Old bus drowning liquor and shouting and a sneers. Then they circled around a young girl and fed on her fear. From the backseat, Hutch kept silent, watching every move. And something in his crooked smile began to come unglued.
He gently told the driver, you should step outside. Then closed the doors behind him with the devil in his eyes. Oh.